France, Greece and Italy have been the targets of US spying operations, according to The Guardian today in a report based on material supplied by fugitive CIA whistleblower Edward Snowden. The paper says America's non-European allies, including Mexico and Japan, were also targeted. And these revelations follow a weekend report from the German magazine Der Spiegel, which said that EU offices in Brussels and elsewhere had been bugged. The Americans are saying nothing about this so far, but there's certainly been no denial, despite a rising level of anger in several European capitals. Now, one response to this, an unofficial response, but nevertheless from a fairly representative source in terms of official thinking in Washington, is the former director of the National Security Agency in the US, General Michael Hayden, who spoke on the Face the Nation program on CBS television yesterday about what has emerged, what is alleged, and European reaction to it.
I've been out of government for about 5 years, so I really don't know. And even if I did, I wouldn't confirm or deny it. But I think I can confirm a few things for you. Number one, the United States does conduct espionage. Number two, our Fourth Amendment, which protects Americans' privacy, is not an international treaty. And number three, any European who wants to go out and rend their garments with regard to international espionage should look first and find out what their own governments are doing.
And that's General Michael Hayden, former head of the National Security Agency, speaking yesterday. On the telephone now, we're joined by the head of the European Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, Elmar Brok, MEP, who's from Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrat Party. Mr. Brok, thank you very much for taking our call.
Hello.
Now, you've heard no denials yet from the United States. They say they're looking into these revelations. What do you feel about what has emerged in Der Spiegel and The Guardian, particularly in relation to spying on the EU?
I think I can still not believe it. I hope it's wrong. But if it's true, it's a scandal. I'm shocked. I've worked in 30 years for the European-American relationship, and I cannot believe that allies are tapped in that way, that they are plucked in that way. And I think this is as would be the European Union, the Soviet Union in the Cold War.
What should be done about it?
I think the Americans have to give clearance on that. They have to make clear whether that's true or not. It's true. If it's true, they have to change that dramatically. And they have to do everything to come back, to get back credibility and confidence. It's not just a question of politics in the usual way. They have tapped 500 million lines and internet connections in per month in Germany. The ordinary citizen is involved in that. And I think this will have a dramatic change of relationship in the opinion of our population in Europe if there is not a change.
As your colleague, fellow MEP from Ireland, Gay Mitchell, was saying, reminding us earlier, there are to be talks soon on a new American-European trade deal. How do you think those negotiations, when they start, are going to be affected by the news that the Americans may well know what European negotiators are planning and discussing in their own rooms?
There is no confidence in such negotiations, and therefore it has a dramatic impact on the conduction of the talk, or the conduct of the talks. But we have to see also, it becomes more and more problematic to ratify it afterwards in European Parliament, for example. Or the question of data protection comes back again. And if there's a feeling in our nations that the ordinary citizens is controlled by the Americans, I think then we will have problems, and that would be a disaster, because such a treaty is of the utmost economic and political importance, both for the European Union and the United States, that especially because also of this reason, the Americans clarify this.
To pick up the point made by General Hayden earlier, and the first thing he said was that Europeans should find out what their own intelligence services are doing. Isn't that a fair question to ask, and isn't it likely that everybody's intelligence services are trying to find out as much as possible and do as much spying, even on their friends and their allies?
No. I think if that's the case, and for example, the German Chancellor is tapped, what is the latest news? What would the Americans say if we would tap the White House? It would be an outcry. I think there must be a difference between friends and enemies, and it must be clear that we have to fight together and use such methods in the fight against terrorism. But here the friends, the offices of friends are controlled. I was several times in these representations in Washington. I have now the feeling they tapped me directly there. And this, I think, is not helpful for further relationships. And it's also a question of dimension. It's an incredible dimension, which has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. And they have controlled everything. And this, I think, it's a question which is not acceptable.
Elmar Brok, MEP, thank you very much for talking to us.